This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two or three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 762, entitled, Finally, US Politicians Are Addressing Men's Issues a Bit. Description. This is my first masculine flyer videoed in 4K resolution. So, a bit of an experiment. It reports on the fact that in the US, politicians are starting to address men's issues, as presented by Richard Reeves, R-E-E-V-E-S. The British advocate for men's and boys' rights. This flyer claims that although these first baby steps are a welcome sign of progress, they are a drop in the ocean of what needs to be done to create a men-fair society, a FIP society, a bi-conscious society, which will necessitate a fundamental restructuring of society, a huge task. The flyer itself. Finally, US politicians are addressing men's issues a bit. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Young white males shied away from voting Democrat in the 2024 US presidential elections. According to GPT 5.5, the stats on this were, paraphrased somewhat, quote, in the 2020 presidential elections, young white men age 18 to 29 voted 45% for Biden, that is the Democrats, and 51% for Trump, that is the Republicans. In the 2024 presidential elections, they voted 35% for Harris and 63% for Trump. This was a 12 percentage point increase in favor of Trump. End quote. This huge shift away from the Democrats by young white men alarmed the Democrats. I had heard that the Democrats planned to spend $20 million, that's US dollars, on trying to entice young white men to vote Democrat at the next election. I asked Jeep, in brackets, that's my word for GPT 5.5, the following question, dash, quote, did the Democrats spend $20 million on studying how to entice young white males to vote Democrat next election? Jeep's answer was, quote, yes, there really was a reported $20 million effort, but the precise wording should be corrected. It was not simply the Democratic Party officially spent $20 million studying young white males. It was a two-year, $20 million proposal/project called SAM, S-A-M, Speaking with American Men, a strategic plan, designed to help Democrats win back young male voters, especially online. It was about young men generally, aged roughly 18 to 29, not specifically only young white men. The project's budget was reported as research and communications, $4.5 million. Organic influencer outreach and media, $6.5 million. Digital and in-game ads, $6 million. Community engagement, $3 million. Total, $20 million. CHRON, C-H-R-O-N, reported that the project was led by Elisa Hogue, that's I-L-Y-S-E, Hogue, H-O-G-U-E, and John Della, D-L-L-A, Volpe, V-O-L-P-E, with Democracy Matters as fiscal sponsor, and then had already conducted 30 focus groups among men aged 18 to 29. The plan reportedly aimed to study the syntax, language, and content that gains attention in male-dominated online spaces, and included recommendations such as advertising in video games. The Independent, summarizing the New York Times report, described it as a strategy codenamed SAM, S-A-M, to win back working class men. So the accurate answer is yes. A Democrat-aligned SAM project had a reported $20 million two-year budget / proposal to research and persuade young men. But it was not narrowly young white males, and it was not clearly just the DNC. I guess that's the Democrat National Committee. Writing a $20 million check for a study. It included research, influencer outreach, ads, and community engagement aimed at young men broadly, end quote. Dash, dash, dash. From a masker's viewpoint, how to interpret the above effort by the Democrats? I had heard that Richard Reeves, the British advocate for men's and boys' rights, claimed recently that the US Democrats are talking about men's issues. I jeeped this and got the reply, dash. Quote, yes, Richard Reeves has recently made that claim. In a Boston Globe opinion piece dated 13 September 2025, titled, Democrats are finally showing up for boys and men, Reeves wrote that some Democrats appear to have learned from 2024 and are now taking boys and men's issues more seriously. He cited Barack Obama, saying Democrats had invested in girls but had not been as intentional about boys. And he pointed to Democratic governors Gavin Newsom, Wes Moore, and Gretchen Whitmer as examples of party figures beginning to act on boys and men's issues. This is a shift from Reeves' immediate post-2024 critique. Right after the election, he argued that Democrats had missed a major opportunity with young male voters and had failed to speak directly to men about education, mental health, loneliness, suicide, work, and family issues. There's also concrete recent evidence behind this claim. In July 2025, Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order on boys and men's mental health, explicitly addressing young men's isolation, suicide risk, education, and career opportunities. AP reported that Newsom also discussed the issue with Reeves on his podcast. So the answer is yes, dash. Reeves has recently said Democrats are beginning to talk about, and in some cases act on, boys and men's issues. Though his earlier criticism was that they badly neglected these issues in the 2024 election, end quote. From my own personal point of view, it's encouraging that some US politicians are starting to address men's and boys' issues, as mentioned above. But to me, it's a drop in the ocean. What these politicians seem to be missing is an awareness of how grave the consequences are of the birth rate crash, caused directly by the refusal of young men to even date young women, in brackets, as shown in a famous opinion poll in the US by Pew, P-E-W, Research Center in 2022, that nearly two-thirds, that's 63%, of young men between 18 and 30 in the US don't even date young women. When asked why, they said that, quote, young women were undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism, end quote. These young men have chosen the MGTOW, M-G-T-O-W, men going their own way, lifestyle of refusing to marry, who reject paternity and spend their money on themselves. They are largely reacting to the toxicity of the divorce courts, controlled by fluffy feminists who butcher the lives of one father in four, treating him as a cash machine put on this earth to pay for women to have babies. A fluffy is a traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him. And for one father in four... divorce raping him, ruining his life. Maskless see that the fipping, in brackets, FIP, F-I-P, equals financially independent person, close brackets, of women will go a long way in solving many of men's gender issues, especially the big three. That is, the worst three ways that women oppress men. That is, women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering. This is the end of part one.